I wish I'd known that you can kind of make a job for yourself. I think, as you were saying, it's like I had the same thing. I went for two different jobs at HuffPost, you know, and I was told, oh, no, we think you're better off for a reporter role. And then this other job came up and, you know, I said, OK, I want to make it this. And then I got the job. So I think, yeah, you can do a lot to get yourself a job, even if you're struggling to get work experience or an internship, or you can't afford an internship. I was interning at the Telegraph. I was supposed to be there for 3 months unpaid, and I was literally filing magazines and making tea, which wasn't really beneficial. So, you know, it was my blog that got it. It was all the work experience I'd done elsewhere. It was my portfolio that got me the job. So I think, especially in a time where a lot of places are looking for online, you know, people who are really well-versed in social media and online reporting, you can really take this by the hands and you can make your own experience. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Amanda, I should point out, I'm recording this with audio, but yeah.
Yeah, delighted.
Oh, no, just locked it, but there you go. Yes.
Right, what I wish I'd known. I wish when I'd gone into my career originally that I'd known that I didn't need to know all of it. I didn't go for this and I didn't go for that because I thought, oh, but I don't know every single thing there is about this or that. Or I didn't go for a promotion because I thought, well, I don't know everything there is to know about that. Everybody's making it up as they go along. Everybody is making it up as they go along. However, you always need to have an answer. That's the key thing I would say. That, and I wish I was related to someone who ran a media organisation, because that's straight through.
Okay, I'll upload it to SoundCloud later.
Don't you dare.
Just building on just another side of the coin to what these guys have said, careers are really long and it will take a really long time to figure out what you're good at, what you enjoy, where that niche is for you, and how you can turn that into something that, you know, pays your rent. Don't be afraid to, if you have an idea or if you know something or you know about something that you can't see anyone else writing about, just go for it. Just absolutely go for it, because even if it all goes wrong, then you'll have to move on to something else. So it's fine. But don't be afraid to just put yourself out there and if it goes wrong, you'll learn from it and it'll be fine.
When I was sitting here, they had told me there are no jobs in journalism. I mean, it was really dark, actually. We sat here and there's jobs are being cut, there's no jobs, you really don't have a chance. Most of you should probably go into PR. Like, I just remember it's really difficult, and it was really depressing, actually. And I'm not saying that all of a sudden there's this wide market, because I think if you all know that jobs are being cut left, right, and center in the journalism industry, but it is pretty much everywhere you go, and I think the best of the best arise from that. And I think it's what I wish I knew, I guess, is that, you know, it is absolutely possible, and if you apply yourself to in the right way, and if you just keep learning, you're learning and you're studying now, you just keep adapting. The one thing you have going for you, like I said, is that, I mean, I think we're saying this across the board, people in a lot of our, I'm one of the youngest people as well in my office, like you were saying, and it's just amazing. It's amazing what they don't know, and what is already absolutely innate to what you do. What you do when you wake up in the morning, the way that you look at Twitter, the way that you are blogging, you already have something so much more than what they have. But what you need to do is obviously get to that level of journalism, get to that really, that high standard of content. But you have something that they don't, and you just need to absolutely work with that. Work with your youth, work with your innovation, and transform yourself that way. Like I said, we talked about at the beginning, do it. I just don't think you should try to be something that you're not, and just absolutely embrace it. Sit, have a really good look, sit and look at yourself and say, what are my strengths? And be really, really honest with yourself about that. Not what you want your strengths to be, but what your strengths are. And push that, and just push it and pitch yourself to what that is. And every time you walk into an interview, know what those strengths are. And if they want them, they want them. And if they don't, they don't. Keep moving on. And I think that will ultimately help you kind of rise through a lot of that. And if you want to be a journalist, you can make it happen.
Thank you very much. Megan Lee Sarrio, Beth McKernan, Amanda Brown, and Lucy Sherry.